What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We continue on. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peet, AM 570 LA Sports. We're here till 2 today. Petros and Money live from the stadium. Take you up to 4:30. Tim Cage jumps on with Dodgers on deck. And then we'll have the call. It's one game. It's all come down to this. And Dodger fans, you know, I'm sure everybody's concerned and nervous. But this is why they won 106 games, to be able to play at home. This is why Walker Buehler started game one, because there was a possibility it would go five. So they've got their dream scenario. The dream scenario would have been a sweep. That wasn't going to happen. So they have it. Deciding game at home, where they've been very good this year, Walker Buehler on the mound. I think that should give folks and fans a feeling of optimism. We're waiting for the lineup. We don't have it yet. We have speculated.
Come on, Fred. You got that secret lineup. You
no,
got
I
that
wish
secret
I did.
Line.
No, I wish I had
Dave
it.
Dave Roberts' office.
I wish I did. When David Vasse didn't have it, I knew we don't have it yet, because we asked him earlier. But as soon as we get the lineup, we will put that on for you. And basically, we have been taking your calls. We've been on since 10:30 this morning, and we're going to keep going. Next segment, Dylan Hernandez. Now, he's a friend. We're not going to deny that. Our buddy from the Times. But he had some things to say that I'm not putting up.
Yeah, he went half empty on us. He went the glass half empty on us. If the Dodgers lose.
We're not putting up with that, Vic.
We're true believers. We're true believers in the process, you know, of Andrew Friedman, the front office, what they have put together. National League West every year, that's no chopped liver more than Menudo. That's hard to do. And it's really, really difficult to win 106 games. You know, the people, the rap on the Dodgers was they haven't played a pressure game all year. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They played a lot of pressure games, and they played pressure games over the years. And it's the same dudes. It's the Justin Turners. It's the, you know, it's the Seegers. It's the Bellingers. Everyone has played pressure games, and this is why they've been playing hardball since they were 5 years old as a kid in the playground. Game seven, game five, all on the line. Win or go home, do or die, crossroads, man. This is what
all of that, Vic. All of it.
That's what everyone lives for, man. This is going to be fun tonight.
Sal in Orange, go ahead. You think the Dodgers will win?
I think so, yes. Like the great Chick Hearn would say, it's nervous time, ladies and gentlemen. And as the legend Vin Scully would say, deuces are wild. The game's a series is tied 2-2.
All right, well, I think Chick and Vin would have both said that.
Quote the masters.
Appreciate that, yeah. I've got a really good feeling about tonight, personally. I do.
Yes.
I do. But Craig in Marina Del Rey knows the key. What is the key, Craig?
You got to get to the pitcher early.
That's right.
Okay, short.
Craig's right. I think we'll win. It's going to be a grind, but we need a gong from Rick the Brick.
Craig, here you go. This is for Walker Buehler and the entire 25 Samurai.
There you go, Craig. Thanks.
Feeling you, Craig.
Yeah, that's right, from Rick the Brick. Okay, so.
It's all right. Listen.
There you go, Rick. Good job.
I'm there.
Let's go.
What's one letter?
Rico and Lakewood. Go ahead. That's all right. Somebody called me a woman earlier.
Hey, guys.
Amiga.
Amiga.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, guys. Hey, I believe that we're going to win. I'm feeling it. For the lineup, I actually think that obviously the veterans should be playing. We put in Freeze in first base, put Muncy on second, and I actually think we should start A.J. Pollock give him two at bats, see if he comes out of his slump. If he doesn't, then we bring in Taylor, we bring in Kiki, we bring in Beatty.
Hey, Rico, here's the issue with that. Give him two at bats. And if he doesn't come out of his slump, well, what if one of those at bats, there are runners on second and third and two out, and that's the moment he doesn't come out of that slump? You've lost a scoring opportunity. So that's the concern when you talk about Pollock. Yeah, sure, he wants to be out there, but he's been struggling, and you just have to acknowledge that. Don't you think you want to go with somebody who you believe will give you a better shot right now? I don't mean Pollock's getting traded or deported, but it means that maybe this is just not a good stretch of time for him.
He's in a funk, that's all. It happens, you know, to the greatest of hitters. It's happened to A.J. Pollock, unfortunately.
Thanks, Rico.
Rico, two at-bats, when you only have 27 outs, is a lot. You don't want to waste two at-bats. Every at-bat is precious in a Game 5. Every pitch sequence is precious in a Game 5. Game 5 is so rare, and there's a lot riding on every pitch. Every moment is gigantic. Listen, AJ is going to get his shot in the NLCS. He'll be back, but I like him on the bench tonight. I like, you know, we love AJ. We'll like him on the bench. Let him watch the game. Maybe a pinch hitting role. Maybe. But you got to put a Kike in there, a CT3. You got to get guys who can make it happen.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's Game 5. It'd be different if this was Game 2.
Yeah,
and
right.
Dodgers were up one game and he's still struggling. You give him a chance to break out of it. But in Game 5, as Fred said, there are going to be critical moments. And in early in this game, that he may be asked upon or be at the plate when runners are in scoring position. And you just want somebody that's kind of in a little bit more of a groove than AJ is right now.
Okay, let's go Rob and Downey. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, I think my reason for calling is really to stress the importance of the first few innings,
mm-hmm.
Specifically bases loaded situations. Being happy with one run and the bases loaded, it's one of the toughest pills to swallow. I would like to see more crooked numbers, and I don't want to be satisfied with just one run when the bases are loaded.
Hey, but I'll tell you, but to be honest with you, Rob, at this point in time, one run could be worth 100 runs. I mean, get them when you can get them. I know if the bases are loaded, you want to see everybody come around, yeah, but against the Strasburg, if he happens to be on, one run might be all you can muster for some period of time. Let's just be thankful for any number of runs at any time tonight.
Exactly. Get runners in scoring position, which has been a Dodger weakness. You got to get them across. I don't care how you do it. Stay in the box. Make contact. Screw the shift. But you got to get the guy in from third with less than two outs. And the Dodgers have a history in the last few years. Let's face it. They have problems with that. They have to hit with runners in scoring position tonight.
Rob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Martin in Inglewood, go ahead.
Is it Martin? It's for Martin?
Yeah, we've got the lineup now.
How you doing?
Good. Martin, hold on.
You guys had me waiting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to focus on Clayton Kershaw. I really think it to have the perfect World Series, we got to have this guy come on strong. Starting today, you know, whether it's a reliever or whatever the case may be, but we're going to need him throughout the rest of the run that we're going to make starting tonight, because Bueller, he can win tonight. I'm not worried about Bueller, but he can't carry us the whole way through. We need our seventh, you know, pick number seven from 2006 draft to come through. We've kept him this long. We paid the guy. The guy, if he can get us through the rest of the run.
Uh-huh. Right. I hear you. And thanks for the call. I hear you for the rest of the series, but we got to get through tonight. Tonight is the key. And I hear you. We're all rooting for Clayton Kershaw to have a big series and have an impact as we go forward. But tonight it's about Bueller, and it's about him, you know, possibly coming out of the pen, which may be big for us, because he might go two or three and have an extremely good outing and help the Dodgers win tonight. But it's about Bueller starting the game going as long as he can, and then we'll worry about the next series after tonight.
By the way, I thought we had the lineup. We don't. We have somebody's lineup.
All right, listen.
Oh, Lord, Freddie.
That's why I'm glad I didn't do it.
Allow me to rub my crystal ball.
But you did it. Look at Kevin shaking his head. Fred jumped the gun again.
It's all right,
no,
Fred.
Did I read it?
Have the lineup. You teased it.
Well, yeah, we do. We have Sean Shamanity's lineup.
Who?
Sean Shamanity.
Friend of yours?
No, I have no idea who that is.
So somebody tweeted that to you, Fred?
And said, here's the lineup. But it was his lineup, not the lineup.
Sure, it wasn't Mitch in Jersey.
No, no. Masquerading as Sean Shamity? No, I don't think so. All right, let's go. Santino, you're on AM570 LA Sports.
The great Santino.
Hey. Love that movie.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
I just a real quick question. You guys are the experts. I haven't really heard too much about Chris Taylor. To me, it seems like he's been on some of those past couple seasons. And what do you guys think about that? You know, now just go ahead and hang up, but let's go Dodgers.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Yeah, Chris Taylor's hitting like 180, but his at-bats seem quality. Even though he's not, balls aren't falling in for him, I like CT3 in a clutch, runners in scoring position, and I love his defense and I love his speed. Dodgers lack speed. You know, Belly will steal a base for you. Chris Taylor will steal a base for you. He'll make things happen, Chris Taylor. I like to see CT3 in a clutch situation because his swing is so compact and fluid, strikes out a lot. You know, but who doesn't in Major League Baseball? I like Chris Taylor a lot tonight.
Yeah, I do too. You know, he's proven in the last 3 years that he can come through in big moments. I don't think the moment he's afraid of any kind of big moment. And I agree with you, Vic. I think he's had some quality at bats. He hasn't, you know, he's almost there. But I just, in a game five big, I like to see him or Kike get some run tonight.
And who can forget that amazing catch, one of the greatest catches in postseason history last year against Milwaukee in left field. Chris Taylor, was just acrobatic and insane. I love his defense as well.
Sean Shamity has now tweeted back. So he sent his lineup, and then we said that's not the lineup, and he sends another tweet. Oh, that's the lineup. You'll see.
Yeah.
Sean, you don't have David Freeze in your lineup.
He's got somebody on the inside is what he's saying.
Yeah, you don't have David Freeze in the lineup, and we think he's going to start tonight. But we'll see. And as soon as we get somebody's lineup, the real lineup, not Sean Shamity's, we will pass that along to you.
Weekdays at noon. Fred Rogan and Rodney P. After the Herd.
And on the iHeart Radio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
Not Sean Hannity. Sean Shamity. Dylan Hernandez of the Times had some very pointed comments about the club. We'll get his take. You know, Dylan covered the Dodgers for years, now a columnist, but he had something to say, and we're going to call him out on it. And keep taking your calls.
Oh-ho! So I say D.
Yeah.
I say D-O.
D-O.
D-O-D.
D-O-D.
D-O-D-G.
D-O-D-G.
D-O-D-G-E-R-S. Team, 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 team. Oh, I say O-M.
O-M.
O-M-A.
O-M-A.
O-M-A-L.
O-M-A-O.
O-M-A-L-L-E-Y. Oh, really? No O'Malley.
Oh.
Sandy Koufax. Oh, my
God. Wow. That's Danny King.
I love you so, and we defy.
Ronnie, you pulled it out.
Defy the
beautiful.
Not O'Reilly, O'Malley.
That's right.
J-I-N-T.
You know, this was one of the songs they had down there at the Grammy Museum.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Still going on down there.
That exhibit is pretty incredible. If you get a chance, get down to the Grammy Museum and see the Major League Baseball exhibit down there. It's incredible.
Dodger fans, we're going to continue to take your calls at 866-987-2570. But now, from the LA Times, Dylan Hernandez jumps on with us. Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
You know, I got a bone to pick with you.
All right.
I got a bone right off the bat, Dylan. And, you know, you covered the Dodgers, I think, in the market longer than anybody before you became a columnist, so you really know them. And what was this if they don't win their chokers?
What do you mean? It's what it says.
Okay, right? Dylan.
You win 106 games.
Yep.
You're playing against a team with basically zero margin for error, right? You have to win this. I mean, they have...
Wait. Why did you say they have zero margin for error?
Because they have, like, no bullpen. Like, this is they're playing against a team that basically needs everything
but they arguably
to go
got
right
the best,
to win a game.
But they arguably got the best starting pitching staff in baseball.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, here's the thing, right? Is that, like, Strasburg's obviously good. But at the same time, you know...
Oh, and that guy Scherzer's like, pretty good, too, right?
Right. But this is not, like, Randy Johnson circa 2001. Like, that guy doesn't exist anymore, you know? And I do think that, like, when we talk about aces and stuff, that's the guy we're still thinking of, right? You know, the Curt Schilling, the guy that's going to go nine. These guys, you know, keep in mind, as well as Strasburg pitched in game two, he only went six innings because, what, 2 days earlier he threw 30 pitches, right? This is not – these are not like nine-inning types of deals. They have to go to the bullpen. And keep in mind, even in game two, right, you know, they had to use Doolittle. They had to use Hudson. And they almost blew that game, right?
And they used Scherzer. You know,
Right. And Scherzer – I mean, Scherzer was like the difference there. But like they did – and they actually got to Doolittle, and they almost got to Hudson at the end, you know. And even, you know, game four, as lopsided as they ended up, when they got, you know, they had Scherzer, their bases loaded, right? You know, they let him off the hook there, you know. Now, granted, there was
Dylan, when you say they let him off the hook or let him off the hook, we're talking about Max Scherzer. How about, I mean, doesn't he deserve a little credit for being a pretty good pitcher at some point?
Yes, but like, you know what, but he hasn't been, he's not, you know, right, he had that little injury, I guess, early September. He hasn't quite been the same guy since. He's not the Scherzer of, you know, of before. And also, even the Scherzer before, by the way, they've gotten to that guy. They've gotten to him before. You know, I don't think that they've hit particularly well. I mean, you know, you look at this series, you look at their number of strikeouts, you know, and I don't have the number in front of me. I just remember, right, you know, we were looking at it in the middle of game four, and it was, right, something like 50% of their outs at this point are coming on strikeouts. You know, the Anibal Sanchez game, I thought, was, you know, and now they did win that game. They wound up, ironically, getting to Patrick Corbin rather than Sanchez. But, you know, look at the way they're making outs, right, of chasing stuff out of the zone. You know, the excuse they gave last time for the Strasburg thing was, oh, we didn't expect a guy to throw curveballs. It's like, I mean, come on, you know. I'm not saying that that's not a good team. But this Dodger team, keep in mind, in terms of balance, left, right, you know, they have a hitter for every occasion. They have the luxury of, you know, if Joe Kelly throws a ball to the backstop, they have other serviceable arms. They're playing against a team with basically, you know, what, like two real hitters in Rendon and Soto, with virtually no bullpen, where they've had to use starting pitchers in relief because their bullpen depth is so poor. I really think that this series should have been wrapped up by now. I think they should wrap it up tonight. You know, because again, I don't expect Strasburg to go nine. And they, right, their challenge now, right, and the Dodgers are very good at this, running guys pitch counts up, right? You know, ideally you get the guy out of there in five, you know, maybe you go six, whatever. Those are still three innings that they're going to have to cover with that bullpen. Now, Patrick Corbin, right, I mean, ideally, again, in, what is it, game three, right, when he came in relief.
It was a gas,
you know,
can.
Ideally there, he would have gotten in and out of that inning very quickly. And he almost did, right? And Russell Martin, with two strikes and two outs, golfs that ball. Now, all of a sudden, a zero turns into a seven. His pitch, you know, Corbin's pitch count kind of blows up. So he's going to be available, but like in a very limited way. And even if he is now, he's going to have the psychological trauma of just having been lit up a couple days ago. I still think the Dodgers are in the driver's seat here. I really do.
No, I would agree with you. Dylan Hernandez of the Times with us. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. I like that Buehler's got the ball tonight, Dylan. And it seems that from the very beginning, the Dodgers, as they laid this out, started Buehler because, you know, if that possibility of game five rolled around, that's who you wanted to have the ball.
Yeah, you know, and I think that they've, you know, and I think that there's part of, you know, I'm not saying that this necessarily dictates the decision, but it's good for the organization. It's good for an organization that, you know, and from the time they came in, and I know this ownership group did spend a lot of money at the beginning getting guys like Hanley Ramirez and Adrian Gonzalez and stuff, but from the beginning, they're very kind of clear that, you know, our foundation is going to be drafting and player development, right? And Walker Buehler was the first player that was drafted under Andrew Friedman's regime. And it was, at the time, a criticized draft pick because, yeah, I don't know if you remember, but he got drafted, he immediately had to have Tommy John. So it was kind of like, what, didn't you guys know what you were drafting? But, you know, for this guy to kind of morph into the ace and morph into kind of the face of the franchise and be that kind of big-name guy, I think does a lot to kind of set the tone for the organizational culture.
No, I absolutely agree with that, and they've had wins with a number of guys after that. You go up and down the list, and Alex Verdugo and Beatty and Will Smith and those guys. So the organization, I think, are doing things right because they were criticized for not signing Bryce Harper and or not signing Manny Machado back. So a lot of things.
It'd be nice to have Bryce Harper.
No,
right
it would
now,
not. No, it would not.
Like
no, it would not.
You like AJ Pollock out there?
No, I like. You would have to give up Bellinger. So yeah, I'd like Bellinger times? Better than that. You were it was a Bellinger.
Bellinger's a center field.
You would have had to give up.
What have to do?
You would have to give up Bellinger to get Bryce Harper.
No, but Bryce Harper was a free agent. It was just money.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just money.
And instead of right, I mean they went with a cheaper option with AJ Pollock.
Yeah, Bryce Harper really helped the Phillies get to the playoffs though. And same with Machado down in San Diego.
He has 30 and 100. This guy, the guy they signed instead, the cheaper option is striking out 90% of the time in this series.
Well, yeah, it's this series. I mean, he's a bit. AJ Pollock can play; he's just having a tough series.
Yeah. Where do you see the lineup? Where do you see the lineup tonight, Dylan? Who plays left field? Who plays second base? And does David Freese start?
Yeah, I don't think Freese will start. I mean, you got Strasburg, you know, righty, so they're going to probably go with their very left-handed heavy lineup. You know, Matt Beatty's probably in left field. You know, again, I'm guessing it's again very going to be very lefty heavy. We'll see. Probably the version of the lineup where Corey Seager's maybe batting, you know, fifth or sixth instead of seventh or eighth, whatever. But it's going to be very lefty heavy with the right-handed bats ready to kind of off the bench. You know, I would expect today. You know, I was a little bit surprised, right? There was a place in game four where they could have used Freeze at an earlier thing, and I think they decided to kind of save him for later. My guess is that maybe if things kind of come, you know, if there's a critical juncture relatively early, that they might go to Freeze earlier rather than later.
Dylan, you're pretty tight with Maeda-san. How long can Kenta go tonight? Because Kenta's been their hottest relief pitcher out of the pen.
Yeah, well, you know, and there, I think, too, I mean, is the, well, you're going to have Kershaw now backing up Bueller, right? So now I think what you have to kind of take into the calculus now is, well, maybe do you save, instead of having Maeda, you know, go multiple innings, you maybe use him as a late-inning type guy, right? It didn't go well for Baez. You know, with Julio Urías, after the two innings he pitched in Game 3, didn't quite look like the same in Game 4. You know, I'd be kind of reluctant to use him in a high-leverage situation, you know, tonight. So, you know, and maybe that late-inning, high-leverage type situation that might have gone to Urías or a Baez in a previous game, maybe because you have Kershaw now, available to go long. Maybe you save Maeda for that.
All right, Dylan. Well, you know, you say one thing, it sounds like another. After all of that, you think the Dodgers will win tonight?
Yeah, they should win. They absolutely should win. See, the deck is stacked in their favor, and I stand behind it. They don't win, it's a choke.
My gosh, Dylan.
Even if they go, Walker Bueller throws a one-hitter. Walker Bueller throws a one-hitter.
You're probably at eight.
Wait. They play a flawless game. Walker Bueller throws a one-hitter. Strasburg throws a two-hitter. And the Dodgers happen to lose 2-1 in a very tight pitcher's duel battle. You're saying they choked?
Choked. Absolutely. Choked.
Well, wow. You know, I got to tell you something, Dylan. Rodney always says this to me. Those guys on the other side of the diamond, they're getting paid too.
Absolutely they are.
They are too, yeah. But you know what? Again,
did Verlander choke yesterday?
Look at he was tired. You know, again, this is my point, right? Okay. There isn't that guy anymore. There's the Randy Johnson 2001. That guy does not exist in baseball anymore. I mean, maybe Gerrit Cole, you know, but even him, like, we haven't seen the short rest thing. I wouldn't really, you know, that guy doesn't exist anymore, man. And again, like, these guys are beatable. As good as these guys are, they are beatable. Strasburg's beatable tonight. Dodgers should win.
All right, Dylan. Well, thanks for coming on. I'll see you out at the stadium.
Okay. See you soon.
There he goes, Dylan Hernandez of the Times. Boy, I guess he's gonna stand by that, Rodney.
I guess so. I don't like the choker thing. I go back to what you just said. I quoted me and said, you know, the other guys get paid too. That's why you play. No one's in the playoffs right now for a reason, and it's the reason why three of these series has gone five games. Because guys can play. Guys can hit Verlander, you know, when they get a chance. So, you know, the whole notion of guys choking, that's why I threw out the scenario. If it's a flawless game by Bueller, a flawless game by Strasburg, and one side ends up short or the Dodgers end up short, I don't consider that them choking. You know what I mean? It's
a toxic word at this point. The Dodgers play such fabulous baseball. But bottom line, It can go any crazy way. That's why you got to get out early. You can't have like a Ryan Zimmerman, you know, late innings, you know, crushing you with a 3-run homer, tomahawking some crazy phenom fastball, you know, in his eyes. You got to have control of that game. 1-run lead. Listen, here's how it's going to play out. Bueller, the ace, he's going to throw 6 strong, perhaps 7. Clayton Kershaw, immediate piggyback. Clayton's going to come out of the pen. He's been very successful out of the pen. He's going to throw at least 1, 2, 3, solid innings, scoreless. Then you get to Kenley. Boom. There's your process. There's your game. Dodgers 5, Nationals 2.
Patrick in Norwalk, you're on AM570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
Hey, that guy does exist still, and you're going to see him tonight with Walker Buehler. He's going to come out and win this game. But I'm going to give you guys my take on what got me on here. David Freese has to lead off tonight. He is a World Series MVP. We have him on the roster. We are blessed to have him. We got to use him starting off to lead the game. Justin Turner batting 2nd. That means by the time Cody Bellinger gets up to bat, he will have witnessed 2 professional at-bats, 20 pitches. He will load them up on Strasburg. And then you have Jock, Muncy, and Keager, all lefties. And then you round up the lineup. You bookend it with some junkyard dogs, Kike Hernandez, Russell Martin. Throw the scoundrels at Strasburg. Let's chase them. 2 2/3 inning. It's a wrap. Dodgers bring it home, baby.
I love it. Love or die. Love or die. I love it.
I love the junkyard dogs.
I love Freeze leading off.
Thanks, Patrick.
Even though Freeze, you know, is slow, Freeze is an insane hitter.
And, right, and that gets him multiple at bats if you're leading off.
And it's
too,
not the Dodgers' way. The Dodgers' way is not speed. The Dodgers' way is not stolen bases.
Well, it's getting on base. You've seen how many home runs Jock hits when he's let off the game. So yeah, it's not about speed. It's about putting a dent in the other team as quickly as possible.
Sean in Carlsbad, you're on AM570 LA Sports. You want to start Chris Taylor?
Yeah, I like to see CP3 in center field and a couple other lefties out there, Peterson in right, and put Beatty in left, and then have Belly at first with Muncy at 2nd, Corey at shortstop, Red turn 2 at 3rd. And, you know, I'm not opposed to having Will Smith catch because, you know, he might not have a great batting average this series, but he had some really nice hard hit balls that were tracked down in early in the series. So,
you know, we like Chris Taylor.
Get lucky.
We like Chris Taylor, but in your scenario, what you're basically saying is you're playing Chris Taylor for David Freese. I mean, that's
David
a trade-off
too,
you're
so
making.
I can go either way there.
You can?
Yeah. I like David, too. He's Mr. October. I mean, he was MVP for the World Series for the Cardinals. The guy's proven commodity in the postseason. I have no problem seeing him or CT3 in that lineup.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, Sean. Let's go. Paul in Huntington Beach. You thought Dylan Hernandez is out of his mind?
He is out of his mind, Fred. And Rodney, and Rodney, thanks for taking it to
us,
man. I appreciate that.
You got it, brother. I'm with you.
They would choke if they lose the game. Go look at the numbers. The Nationals have the same record as the Dodgers since mid-May. The Dodgers won 106 games. That means this team has been playing out of their mind for 4 months. All right? They have the best 3 starting pitching in the playoffs going. And I put that up against Houston because we saw what Greinke did the other night, and Verlander could be had. Look, the Dodgers are playing a real baseball team, and we can say what we want about Bellinger. The guy plays third base for the Nats. That dude's pretty legit. So let's not act like the Dodgers are playing the dads from San Diego.
Exactly.
Or the kids from the Bay. The Dodgers are playing a real baseball team that almost won the East, and they gave the Braves everything they can handle all season long. I know that Dylan Hernandez is a columnist, and he has to write things to, like, you know, I don't even think he believes what he's saying half the time. Dodgers are winning this game 5-3. Bueller's going to have himself a day, and look for my boy Kershaw. He's having himself a night, too. See y'all.
That's what.
All right.
Good stuff.
We appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
He was spot on. He was right.
Yeah, the national lineup is tough. I mean, you know, Trey Turner at the top. You know, Soto's a superstar at 20 years old.
Rendon.
Rendon's an all-star. And Rendon's going to be the hottest free agent.
Could be an MVP, too. I mean, depending on how it goes.
They're very tough. You know, Cabrera can hit.
Howie
Kendrick is, you know, is the real deal. He hit 340 during the season.
Vic,
they can hit, man.
Vic, hold on. Hold on. Paul disagreed with Dylan Hernandez.
Mm.
Here's Eddie in San Dimas because he thinks Dylan Hernandez is right. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi, guys. Yes, and Dylan Hernandez is right. You guys need to stop being Dodger apologists. This team won 106 games this season, a franchise record, with dominant pitching from Kershaw, Ryu, and Bueller. There's no reason this team should be struggling against a Washington Nationals team that had to fight at the end of the season for a wild card. I understand that you guys are saying they get paid on both sides. I understand that. But we were the better team all year. We have shown to be the better team, the better pitching staff, the better bullpen, better lineup all the way around. If they don't get the job done again, they are chokers. And it's the same concept when you go back to Kershaw. The guy has had his struggles in the postseason. He just doesn't have it. He chokes when the game's on the line. Look what happened in Houston. He blew a 4-run lead, got a 3-run lead back in Houston, and blew that too. Simple as that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's a reason why everyone said we wanted to play Milwaukee instead of Washington. It's because of that starting pitching staff that they have that can shut you down.
In a short series.
They got three guys that had an incredible year, and then you throw Sanchez in the mix who also pitched well. So that is the deal in a short series why we did not want to face Washington. If we're playing the Brewers, yeah, I could see you saying, yeah, if the Dodgers don't get past the Brewers, they choked. Because the Brewers are inferior and without Yelich. I could see that. But against the Nationals and that pitching staff, and we know pitching in the postseason is key, especially starting pitching, and then, you know, whatever, and their bullpen is not great, but the starting pitching and a short series, right, you said, Vic, no, it's a difficult uphill battle, and it's a reason why we are in five games because of that staff. Don't discount the other side and how good – you know, some of those guys are.
And that lineup is no Chop Liver more than Menudo. You know, Adam Eaton's a pesky dude, yeah, in the second slot, you know, for the Nationals. You know, Trey Turner is the fastest guy on the field. And then you go into Soto. And then you go into Rendon. Then you got Howie Kendrick, hit 340. We know Howie for his days as a Dodger. You know, Cabrera. All these guys can hit, man. You know, Suzuki puts the ball in play. They're professional hitters, and they got their Soto, man. They're a tough lineup. That's why Bueller is the key.
AM 570.
And Rodney, AM 570 LA Sports.
Sports still lit. We'll let you have your say about tonight's game. We're waiting for the lineup. If we get it, we will give it to you the minute we see it.